You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
On the line here, we have the one and only, or the two and only, Ben Locke and Simeon Kavanagh Vincent from Phoebe Rings, coming here to talk about their new album, Asurai, which is fantastic. Highly, highly, highly recommend y'all listen to it. How are we doing this morning, Ben and Simeon?
Fantastic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very good, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. We've got a bit of an intercontinental chat here, because Ben, you're coming to us from London, and Simeon, you're coming to us from Auckland. It's very, very cool.
Yeah. Technically not the morning here, but album's not yet released. Got to wait 2 more hours.
Wait, really? Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
2 hours away.
Can't even listen to your own album. Absolutely cruel. You guys have some pretty big stuff happening. I want to talk about that very shortly. But first, how are you? How are we doing? We doing good? We chilling?
Yeah, it's a bit of a weird day. It feels like it's been so long leading up to this.
Bit surreal.
And, I stayed up until midnight to just to make sure that the album did actually come out and I wasn't dreaming. And it did, and that was awesome. But now it's like you don't know what to do with it. It's like kind of out of your hands a little bit, which is a weird feeling.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Are you feeling the same way, Ben?
Yeah.
2 hours behind,
I mean,
of course.
Kind of, as Simi was talking about it, it's kind of dawning upon me, you know, this like, we've moved through this transition point, and now the album's out, and it's like it's a whole new world. It's taken a long time to get here, so it's very exciting, but it's quite strange. So
I noticed that kind of same feeling when I finished my bachelor's. I did that when I finished my last essay for my bachelor's. I was like, well, that's that done. That's 5 years done. 5 year bachelor.
There's like a lot less fanfare than you'd expect. It feels like I should have bought some like party poppers or something. At least a bang.
It should be some sort of, you know, transitionary period into finishing a massive project like that. But no, you just finish it and it's done, and now it's out. And you are also not only is the album out, but the album is going to be being played in the US, because you are touring the States from October to December, partially with the Beths, which is fantastic. Now, Simeon, I noticed that in the Instagram post that you were promoting this tour, you said that you are packing lights. You can grab a lot of vinyl and bring it back home. What are you looking out for vinyl-wise?
I have, like, backed myself into a corner of buying a lot of, like, really... it's like, I'm gonna call it needy vinyl, like vinyl that needs your attention, like albums that just like, you know, really, really good songwriters that it's like, oh, I need to pay attention to this, which is really lovely, but I just wanna get some more things that I can put on and exist next to. I really like love ambient music, so I would like to get my hands on a lot more kind of things that I can kind of have fill the room, rather than I have to kind of sit down. And I feel bad sometimes, I'm like trying to put something on, I'm like, I'm not listening to this really, and I really should be. So I need some like some ambiance, I think, is what I'm looking for.
I respect that. Is there anything that you're going to be keeping your eyes out for, Ben?
No, but I mean, I like where Simeon's been heading. Like the main way, like most recent way that I've been consuming music, like very intentionally, has been when I've been running this past couple of weeks. But I like have been running really slowly, and so I've been like curating the music towards like really like slow, like hypnotic stuff, so I can kind of just like get into a trance. So like, yeah, looking for some like ambient, like high, like really focusing on things that are happening would probably be quite good, actually.
Some music to sauna to, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Now, you all are going to Japan and South Korea as well in June, a little bit before this US tour, which is very exciting. Is there anything you all are particularly excited about doing in those countries, aside from playing music?
The train.
The train?
It is the dream of mine that I get to say that I get to go on a train to Busan. I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, train to Busan, and then we'll be taking like the high speed train from Tokyo to Osaka as well.
The bullet train.
Yeah, that's gonna be pretty cool.
Yeah, but, hell yeah. We rate public transport here on the One. We love it.
Yeah, I think in New Zealand in general, we just really like in awe of it when we experience it overseas.
Mm-hmm. Especially in those like hyper industrialized, hyper developed like East Asian countries like Hong Kong and China and Korea and Japan. Like, it's ridiculous. It's next level.
Yeah.
The cover of the new record, Asurai, features these four cute, plush, white, bunny-looking creatures. I want to know, what one do you think represents Yol the most?
Oh, that's a good question.
There's one kind of looking off nonchalantly into the distance. There's one with a little butterfly. There's one kind of, like, laying on its back. There's one falling asleep, you know?
I think, do you want to choose me and I'll choose you, Simeon? I think you might be, given based on the information you provided me like 10 minutes ago, I think you're probably the sleepy one in the top left corner.
Intriguing. I was going to go back right for you. I think you're observing the things that other people are not looking at, you know.
looking out for danger.
That's fantastic. Now, I was very happy to see that there's a song with Mandarin in the title here, of course, the track Mandarin Tree, because I smashed through kilos of those in a week. Do you consider that Mandarin Tree and Not a Necessity are kind of sister songs, as Not a Necessity is about finding solace in the small, and Mandarin Tree is kind of about building a better future despite the unlikely chances of owning a house, you know? Although the track's stakes are different, they're kind of similarly about positive thinking and hopefulness in the face of a rising kind of tide of brutality, no?
It's interesting, especially, I guess we had a rehearsal on Wednesday, whatever that was, and we were playing through the whole album for the first time in a long time, and it was like, it dawned on me how, aside from the singles, how little I have listened to, like, the rest of the album, and so I think your observation is far more tuned in than anything I could come up with. I just haven't listened to, like, half of the album in so long, and it's really lovely. It's really lovely to come back to these songs and be like, oh, they're new and they're fresh, and I still really like them. But I haven't listened to them enough recently to have anything smart to say about them, I'm afraid.
That's A-okay. What about you, Ben? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, Simeon's been very honest, and I should know. obviously Mandarin is Tree is a song that we've played a lot, but Not a Necessity is something that we, because it wasn't one of the singles, we didn't really prioritize practicing it, and so like our relationship with that song is kind of still in its early stages in a little way. So I think we'll be growing with it over the next few months, I think.
Do you think it's unfortunate that I guess the streaming model requires artists to release, I mean, half the album was released before it was even out. I mean, there was five singles for this thing. Do you think that kind of relationship with streaming and the algorithm leads to a really kind of bizarre relationship with your own music?
Yes.
Quite like a fragmented kind of relationship?
Yeah. I love the album as a body of work. Like, I am not into the concept of just relying on singles and stuff like that. I think every song is stronger with the songs around it. And yeah, it's like really hard to just be focusing on just kind of three or four songs for so long. I understand why that is the case, but now, yeah, I don't know, there's just, I think there's so much more to be said when you can see the full picture. So I'm glad that we can do that now.
And were you gonna say anything, Ben?
I just agree, and like it just feels like it extends the whole kind of process out in a way that, like, I don't know. It just makes a lot more work for musicians in a way, because you're having to like promote every single single, and like then yeah, it's like it creates like a very long period of work and promotion, I think, as well. It's fun, but obviously, but it's also like a lot of work.
Quite draining, I imagine. This is, speaking of the kind of the bigger picture of the album, I noticed that there's a massive theme of kind of hope against all manner of you know, conflict and struggle. I mean, there's struggle about housing, about mourning those who passed on, about the hardship of getting out of bed and looking at yourself in the mirror. Do you think this is the rawest, kind of realist thing that Phoebe Rings has put out?
I think it's definitely like the most, like, on the surface, like, just exposed stuff, I think. Mm-hmm. I think Crystal would agree that, like, she said, like, her songwriting in the past was a lot more kind of below the surface, kind of, like, or, like, a little more abstract, maybe. Whereas I think these songs are definitely a bit more, like, direct and yeah, focusing pretty, on some...
Pretty vulnerable.
Yeah,
I really appreciate that, especially on the track, you know, Get Up. And also the closer track, Good Night. I mean, talking about embracing an album in its holistic full vision, Good Night is like the massive cherry on top, the swelling at the end. I mean, that song is just gorgeous, no?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to say thank you, because I did write the majority of that one specifically to be the closing track of the album. I have a bit of a like obsession with closing tracks on albums, and they really, yeah, I think the albums I like the most are the ones where that's the case. It's like the song you kind of don't often make it to on your drive to work, you know, the last couple of songs you don't get to listen to, and then you finally get around to them and they become your favorite. And yeah, when it's intentional in that way, that feels like the closing of the book. Yeah, I think we did so good. Crystal arranged the strings on that. So beautiful. Yeah, very happy with how it turned out.
No, it's very gorgeous. And I want to know, are there any, I know that you're quite influenced by, you know, city pop and anime and a few other things. Was Ghibli, Studio Ghibli, like an active source of inspiration on Goodnight? Because it sounds like it would fit really well on one of those classic Ghibli films.
I think it's almost like we have like taken I know the feeling we get from kind of those films and stuff, and put it into, I know it's not almost like there's a direct inspiration, it's like what we've each taken from those movies has become its own thing. And we kind of like feed off of each other in that way.
Voltron,
like, yeah. It just becomes this loop where we have these ideas sitting there, and they are reminiscent of that, but not like directly related anymore. It's like become its own thing almost.
Been transmuted.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on the program. You'll have a very big year lined up. You have the US tour, you're going to Japan and South Korea very soon, which is super awesome. Will you do any New Zealand shows before you go on that big tour, or do you need to save your energy for October?
We're definitely trying. It's so much organization going on, and we really want to do something local before we go away. We just have obviously a member that's very far away that we need to get the timing right.
yeah yeah um But there is a in-store today, right?
Yes, Flying Nun Auckland, 5 p.m. You can hear, I think, pretty much nearly the whole album live.
Mean. I have a friend who might be going to that, so I'm eager to hear what she says. But thank you for coming on the program. Are there any final words you want to leave our lovely listeners with?
Have a lovely day.
Stay safe out there.
Okay. Yeah. Couldn't agree more. Thank you for coming on, Ben and Simeon. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Zach.
Take care. Alright folks, that was Ben Locke and Simeon Kavanagh Vincent from Phoebe Rings. We're going to play the closer to their new album Asurai called Goodnight, and then you'll probably see me very very shortly. Here is Phoebe Rings. You're listening to The One.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.